This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change. Without passion and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out!
And hello again. It's another episode of Turnbuckle Trash. Who the fetch is calling me?
Somebody's calling you right now?
Oh, who cares? It's my wife.
That phone.
And welcome back to Turnbuckle Trash, people, everybody,
she
everyone,
this,
children,
trouble,
grandparents,
bro.
Parents around the world. She ain't gonna, well, yeah, she probably will listen. Around the world. By the way, she liked the last episode. Anyways.
Hi, Nadine.
It's, you have gotten through Turkey Day. I hope you survived. You didn't overeat like Dave did.
I didn't have any turkey.
Well, you had a lot of something else, because it's showing.
It's called pork.
Oh, see, that's horrible.
Pork loin.
Pork is garbage.
How dare you?
How
that
dare me?
Pork is where bacon
How
comes from.
Dare-
and also ham.
Wait.
And pork chops.
Wait, time out.
And ribs.
Bacon comes from pork?
Yes.
I had no idea. I thought it came from cows. In India, that's what they told me.
It comes from its pork belly.
They told me something else in India, and so it can't.
Well, are you
going
to believe Jinder Mahal all the time?
Yes.
He is the Maharaja.
He is my captain. Oh, my captain.
Maharaja, because I can't roll my R's.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Dave Denton, Ajay Salveson here on Turnbuckle Trash. Hey, if you want to follow us on Turnbuckle Trash, you can do so on Facebook. Turnbuckle Trash is our Facebook page. Twitter, we are at Turnbuckle Trash. A special thanks to Geeks of the Pod Industry.
Geeks of the Industry.
Oh my gosh. Geeks of the Industry. Larry Jackson, the ship writer of that monstrous Titanic, if you will, that we'll never sink, even if it hit an iceberg. Larry, we thank you so much. We appreciate you greatly for allowing us to be a part of your Geeks of the Industry podcast family.
There's a brown nose over on that other side of the microphone there.
Hey,
he's really
here's a
kissing up to you.
Super, super secret.
What's that?
I am brown. Oh,
I
my
didn't know
gosh.
That.
I
yes.
just breaking news. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, see.
He
oh, you
is
are,
brown.
Aren't you? Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah, this isn't just a shadow from your weird dim light, dude. No, thank you so much, Larry. We appreciate
yeah.
you greatly,
yeah, thanks,
honestly. Dave, how was your Thanksgiving?
Actually, it was very nice. Got to visit with my sister from Memphis, Tennessee that I haven't seen in a long time.
Awesome.
And also a niece and a nephew. My niece. Have.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hi, Val.
And then my nephew lives in Eagle Mountain, Utah. Got to
awesome.
See him too.
Yeah. Cool. Well, good. Yeah,
you?
It was good. It was good. Just a lot of food, family, football, and fun. And then everybody went and spent every single penny they had on some needless, unnecessary stuff. So,
but if they bought you something, it wasn't needless. I mean, like they bought you a video game or something.
Yeah, but it's got to be a good video game. By the way, WWE 2K18 is out, and it is good.
How do you know that?
Several. So I tested it out, but then I've read some reviews, and it was good.
And I have some news later on in the podcast about that very thing.
So. I am excited. We're going to get some news. We got news, rumors, gossip. We're going to talk about the WWE Power Rankings coming out after Survivor Series, who's up, who's down, who should be in, and who's not. We have a diva who has returned. We have a diva who is hurt. We have a new IC champion, which created some controversy, whether good or whether bad. We have a 50-year-old wrestler. Guess what? We have another 50-year-old veteran wrestler back in the mix for whatever reason. We have so much to talk about and so little time to do it. Dave, let's just get on to it. Oh, by the way.
What that?
I watched Winnie the Pooh today. The last one where Christopher Robin goes to school and Pooh doesn't know it. And like Rabbit and Tigger and Eeyore, they have no idea where he's gone, right? And so they go out and search for him. That is a sad show. When you actually understand and comprehend everything that's going on, that's a really sad show. Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare, you jerk. Don't you dare. You show some respect.
I'm going to show some respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's what it means to us. Okay?
You go ahead.
Anyways, have you heard that Return to Pooh Corner song by Kenny Loggins?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I love that song. Okay, so I heard the song a couple days ago, not on your radio station, but elsewhere. And I'm
shocked.
And so I actually read up on how it came to be. He wrote that when he was 17. He found a band who loved this song. They were going to record it in a studio, which Kenny Loggins had never done at the time. Got a call a few weeks later saying, hey, we can't do it because Disney owns the rights and they're blocking us from allowing us to ever record it. So Congrats. That was like in, I don't know, I think it was in 77. So fast forward 20 years later and they finally get to record the song. Problem is back then in 77, Kenny Loggins was 17 and a senior in high school. Fast forward, he is now married. He has, I think, 2 or 3 children. And he wanted to add a third verse. So the third verse is the present tense of the song back in 97, while the other two verses were, and the bridge were, past tense back when he was a senior in high school. Really, really good song. In fact, it kind of makes you a little bit emotional.
I love that song. It's so great piece of music.
So if you're like, if you can comprehend Winnie the Pooh and you were a big fan of them back then when you were a child, go watch that show now and you'll cry. You will cry because it actually kind of hits you in the hard spot. There's just some really good moments in that. I love Winnie the Pooh.
I like honey.
You like a lot of edible things, Dave.
Oh, boy, do I. Oh, yes. Made with honey.
So my wife, she has a teddy bear that she sleeps with.
And his name is Juice.
No, don't stop. No, don't even. I see that look in your eyes. Juicy. And it's telling me everything that we need to know about what you want to say.
Juice.
Stop. No, it's cool. We actually named the bear Roxy. And so we have this bear, and it's cool to have an imagination, right? I mean, even when you don't have children or whatever, like, it's cool to have an imagination. We have this imagination with our bear Roxy, you know, and it's when you have that bear, then you watch Winnie the Pooh. It's kind of cool, actually. It makes it more, the song more meaningful.
Well, you know, Kenny Loggins is a very talented man. I saw him in concert a couple of years ago.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Was he still good?
Oh, he was awesome. Oh. And then Kenny Loggins, and I'm not a big fan of Christmas music. I get so tired of it, but Kenny Loggins has a Christmas song that I absolutely love, the one called Celebrate Me Home.
Mm.
It is awesome. So we're off the subject of wrestling right now.
Sorry, I had to get that out of my system.
You just wanted to say poo.
Okay, now you're just being flat out gross.
Poo.
And guess what color? You know what? Nope.
It's the same color as your nose.
Nope. Don't you dare. No, stop.
Sorry.
Should we get on to some wrestling?
Why not, Pooh?
A Pooh Bear takes care of his tummy. He fills it with things that are sweet. A Pooh Bear takes care of his tummy by never forgetting to eat.
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
This isn't a social event. This is a competition where there's one winner. You don't see the outfits before a fight playing with jacks and juice boxes. No, they talk trash and they beat the crap out of each other.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
So, last week, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, Roman Reigns defeated The Miz, who, by the way, is going to be going into a movie, Dave, right? A Marine movie or something of some sort?
It looks like it's going to be the Marine number 593,443, actually the Marine number 6, and Shawn Michaels is scheduled to be in it, and possibly Becky Lynch. We'll have more about that in a little.
What if Miz ends up kissing Becky Lynch?
More power to
him. Awkward. Yeah. Oh, I know. I'd be really jealous. So, anyways, Miz 2 weeks ago lost his IC title to Roman Reigns. Now, fast forward to on Monday, November 27th. We're in Knoxville, Tennessee. And if you've been hiding underneath a rock and you're a college football fan right now, Knoxville, Tennessee is a dumpster fire when it comes to college football. An absolute mess. And by the way,
as that's hard for me because I am a Tennessee volunteer.
Are you
fan.
Really?
Yes, I am. I'm
you
from
gotta
Tennessee.
Be hating life right now.
I do. And, I'm sorry, I hate life.
Which stop it. And so
I love poo.
Which, by the way, as of today to Thursday, November 30th, NC State's head coach just said no to Tennessee as well. So they're still looking for a coach, and that dumpster fire is still on fire, ablazing.
You know where that started?
Where?
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, actually, I'll agree with that.
UT Knoxville's problems in football, college football started with Lane Kiffin.
Which then went to USC and just continued there, which then went to Alabama. He did fine there because he wasn't a head coach, but then he goes to FIU, and now he's winning games. Anyways, aside from all that, Knoxville, Tennessee is where we're all was absolute lit on fire once again. The mayor of Knoxville, well, I guess candidate, if you will, for mayor, 50-year-old Kane.
Yeah, Glenn Jacobs main appearance. Is his
Glenn
name.
Jacobs, if you want to call him that, sure, why not?
Sir Isaac Yankum.
Yankum.
Yep.
So let's talk about this this new IC champion, Intercontinental champion, Roman Reigns, who, by the way, got quite a positive response.
Surprisingly.
I mean, it's kind of weird how fans are. 2 weeks, it's like my ex-girlfriends. 2 weeks, they hate me. 2 weeks later, they're like, hey, can't wait to get back with you. Let's go out for some popcorn and a little cuddle time.
Festivities.
So... So anyways, we are so off track today. So anyways, let's jump into it. It was Roman Reigns versus Elias, a part of the Miz Raj. Elias came out with a little pre-song dedicated to the Miz. You want to talk about kissing up?
Yeah,
that's kissing up for you.
Elias done did the Miz Raj blues. Yeah, baby, love the Miz Raj blues.
Since Miz has been gone. Thank you. Now, normally, I am a one-man show, but I'm going to do something special tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce you to the Miztourage. Bo, Axel, please join me. You guys ready? Hey, Miz, this one's for you, too. Boys, come in when you feel it.
Reigns nearly lost the title a couple times due to the Mr. Oz distraction. And Elias had a couple of opportunities to take him down. But Reigns does what Reigns does. Got out of it.
Superman punch.
Ambushed Elias and choked out the champion. And that was it. Reigns wins by a pinfall and retains his IC title. Reigns nearly lost the title a couple times due to the Mr. Oz distraction, and Elias had a couple of opportunities to take him down. But Reigns does what Reigns does. Got out of it.
Superman punch.
Ambushed Elias and choked out the champion. And that was it. Reigns wins by pinfall and retains his IC title. Who feuds with Reigns for the IC title?
Well, right after that match, you'll find out.
Well, let's hear it then.
It was Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe attacked him as he was going up the entrance.
Yes. Room. What? Okay, so two questions. One, do you like Roman Reigns with the Intercontinental Championship? Or does he already destroy it like he did the U.S. title? Or do you actually think this could be a benefit, especially with Samoa Joe in the other corner?
I think with the feud with Samoa Joe, it makes it a lot more sense because Joe gets a huge pop from the crowd, even as a heel. He gets a huge pop. I mean, the crowd doesn't do what they used to do in TNA when Joe was out there. They used to chant when he was in TNA, "Joe is gonna kill you." But now they just cheer him, he does everything he's one of those anti-heroes, I guess. And I think it's going to be a very physical, very good feud with Joe and Roman Reigns. I'm looking forward to their matches because they're both very physical, big, strong guys.
Continuing with big, strong guys, and as we continue on Monday's Raw, November 27th in Knoxville, Tennessee, Kane was out to destroy anybody and everybody who went in his way, and he literally did that. First came Jason Jordan. Now, Jason Jordan who had injured his knee previously, came to Kurt Angle, his storyline father, and said, "Hey, I'm good to go. I want to fight. Let me, I'm going to challenge him and do something that Strowman couldn't do and beat Kane." Well, the match lasted like 7 minutes, and that actually might include the time of Kane's entrance. Jordan went in there, put up a good fight for just a couple minutes, and then got thrown over top of the rope, re-injuring that knee. He was counted out by a pinfall, so that was absolutely just unnecessary to even have him out there in the first place. Then came Finn Balor, and Finn wanted to give his try out there. He put up, a little better of a fight. In fact, he actually won via disqualification because Kane used a chair. Then Kane, brought Balor back into the ring, put the chair in between his neck, was going to jump off the top rope. Then came the interruption of
not to be confused with Brock.
Well, that just took up like 20 seconds of our time. Jeez, I was just asking.
My throat.
Can you just say Finn Balor? Braun Strowman. So
no, I can't.
Strowman comes back in. But he comes in to get his revenge on Kane. They kind of batter it out with each other. And that's the feud that's going to be a feud. That was the ending of Raw, by the way. So Kane wins via countout against Jordan, but then loses via disqualification to Finn Balor, and he's still in a feud with Braun Strowman. Now, Kane is 50 freaking years old. I'm sorry, but I think I asked this the last Survivor or the last pod that we talked about, but don't we have wrestlers who are under 50 who can wrestle still?
Not as well as Kane.
Kane can't wrestle good anymore.
Yeah, he can.
No, he can't. Kane is like the Undertaker at this point right now. Can't wrestle. I'm sorry, but it's time to retire Kane's mask.
You
singlet, his boots.
Well, if he wins his election, maybe.
No, he just needs to stick to politics and his candidacy and focus on that and leave the ring to where the ring should be left to, which is the young talent. I'm sorry, but I am just not. You like it, obviously.
Because I'm an old fart.
Well, yeah. I mean, and you in the ring could produce some really disastrous results.
I sure could.
So, Braun Strowman, I feel like when he's at the center of the ring, or the center of the storyline, it's good. But once he's out of it, and you guys got guys like Finn Balor and Jason Jordan going at it with Kane, it's slow, it's dragging, there's no point, it's unnecessary. Look, Jason Jordan went in there only to get tossed out and re-injure his knee. Now, that might be setting up for a heel turn, whatever, but this is just carrying on too long. Let's move on, shall we? I mean, from the Strowman-Kane feud, can't find anybody else at all?
Well, they're eventually going to be doing something with Brock Lesnar again, or with Roman Reigns again.
Great, let's get there already, though.
WrestleMania. Think WrestleMania.
We can't do it before that, though?
No, think WrestleMania.
God,
It's in New Orleans this year, by the way. I hate New Orleans. Sorry, New Orleans. Why? I did not like my time in New Orleans. I enjoyed Baton Rouge. I lived there for almost 2 years. But I didn't like going to New Orleans for some reason. Went a couple times.
You didn't like New Orleans,
I did
huh?
not like New Orleans. Loved the food. Crawfish etouffee.
Wait, what is it you say?
Crawfish etouffee. Awesome.
No. Crawfish.
Crawfish etouffee.
So Enzo Amore, he, by the way, is still a champ of 205 Live.
Yes.
What do you like? What do you dislike? What do you feel?
Well, it's obvious that he's doing some good things because their ratings are going up for 205 Live. And it's all because of Enzo. I mean, the man's great on a mic. He actually had a really good line on Monday Night Raw. I think it was 2 weeks ago or maybe this past week. I can't remember. But he was doing... he was actually ringside during a match, and he is kind of bantering back and forth with some of the ringside patrons of the WWE universe there. And at one point, he yells out, "I'm smarter than you. I'm smarter than the average boo. You know, hey, smarter than the average bear. I am a certified G, and the G stands for genius." I always wondered what a certified G was. It's now a genius.
Great. Now we gave Dave a new line to not use.
Styling and profiling, my man. Women's pet and the men's regret.
Speaking of women, we got a diva back in the house. Paige is back.
She is.
I'm excited about this. By the way, Naomi, there's a report that she's injured. She'll be out for a little bit of time, and as we aforementioned, Becky Lynch is going to be working, we think, on a movie.
Yeah.
Getting smoochy with The Miz, we hope.
So Paige is back.
So Paige is back, and she had her little faction named Absolution. That involves Mandy Rose and
Sonya Deville.
Sonya Deville.
Deville.
Deville, Rose, and Paige were back in the house. Now, there was supposed to be a match which featured Bayley, Mickey James, and Sasha Banks versus Paige, Rose, and Deville. But as Paige came out, and by the way, at this time, Alexa Bliss is sitting with the commentary ringside. Sasha Banks comes out by herself. Paige announces that she and her and her crew had blindsided Bayley and James and demanded that Banks pledge her allegiance to her new faction. Instead, Banks starts swinging fists. Obviously, it doesn't go well when it's 3-on-1. They left her out cold on the mat.
Yep.
And Bliss took off. As soon as the faction arrived, if you will, as soon as the crew started beating on one, she took off.
Yeah, don't blame.
So the match never started. The faction is in the house and has already made a statement.
I'm liking it. I've enjoyed factions on the women's side before. I don't think, except for the welcoming committee of last year, that they've done many factions for women. They did that in TNA with the Beautiful People and with the Dollhouse. But I'm liking this. Absolution. Paige is back, although the word is Paige and Alberto Del Rio or El Patron are no longer an item.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Paige, I'll give you my phone number after. If you're listening, I'll just Facebook me or something.
I'll take Mandy Rose.
You would.
I would.
Now it's time to go to school.
Like wrestling?
Boom. Yeah.
It's sort of like wrestling, except they ain't mad.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
It's like wrestling for fun.
Like wrestling.
Nothing like that.
This is unbelievable.
Let's talk some SmackDown really quickly. Speaking of factions and women's divas factions, how about this new one called the Riot Squad?
The Riot Squad. Now, these are three wrestlers from NXT. Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, and Sarah... I think it's Morgan. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, Ruby Riott is got a lot of tattoos, and you know, kind of looks like a punk rocker type thing. And then they have the other two, and they're going to be a good little stable there in on SmackDown Live. But with Becky Lynch on this sabbatical for this movie, and then you put also in there Naomi's injury, what are they going to do? They're going to bring up somebody else from NXT? Or are they going to bring back somebody to SmackDown? Because they're going to be down two women wrestlers for them to go against. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised. Something. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see because of Naomi's injury. I'll be interested to see how they do that. So going to be kind of fun. And by the way, on SmackDown Live, there was also a heel turn.
Ooh.
Yeah, did you see this? The Hype Bros are no mo.
Let me guess, it was Mojo.
Yep, Mojo done attacked Zack Ryder after they lost to the Bludgeon Brothers for the second week in a row.
Mm.
They've been talking about the landscape has changed in the tag team division, and we need to change with it. And Mojo attacks Zack Ryder. So whether they'll have... I bet they have some kind of little feud between the two going on for a while. So
Matt Hardy in a tease. The broken Matt Hardy.
Yes.
I'm excited about this.
I think they're not going to call him the broken Matt Hardy. I think they're going to call him the woken.
I bet you the crowd goes with broken, though.
Yeah.
I bet you the crowd eats that up. By the way, that was on November 27th in, of course, Knoxville, Tennessee. I like it.
Yeah, I think yeah, he lost to Bray Wyatt.
Yes.
And then he was sitting in the corner of the ring post sitting on his derriere. And all of a sudden he started going, delete, delete, delete. And the crowd started going crazy. So it's going to be because of the lawsuit, not the broken Matt Hardy, the woken Matt Hardy.
You know how the crowd will take it, though.
Oh, yeah.
They'll eat that up.
Yeah, they'll eat it up. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Kane, you think that, you know, they just go home and rest when you're 50 years old. What does Kane do?
He parties, baby.
He tweeted out that he went and partied with some friends till 2 a.m. freaking M.
I can't do that anymore.
Go to bed. Like, Tom Brady's 40. And he even said, back in 12 years ago, he'd go out for beers with his friends and such, and after a football game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's after a football game. After me getting just crushed by, you know, 300-pound guys, he'd go out and party with friends. But then he said, at 40, you don't have the energy. Well, Glenn Jacobs obviously is on something party-ish because he can go out till 2 a.m. in the morning and just kick it. I'm 32 and I get tired like at 6.
I went to bed at 7:30 one night.
Did you really?
I did.
Doesn't it feel great, though?
No.
You don't feel great about going to bed?
I hate it.
Why?
I just don't like going to bed that early. I don't like getting up. I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning, and I hate it. I'm one that likes to stay up to 10 or 11 and then get up about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning.
Let's do a turnbuckle trash pool. Who whines more, Jason Jordan or Dave Denton?
I don't know. It could be Jason. I hurt my knee again.
Okay.
I just had a knee surgery, a replacement.
I'm going to freaking kick you in between the knees to keep you whining if you don't shut up. Thank you.
Do not threaten me with Wachobies.
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 Love how you mess it up every time, and then you correct
yourself.
Okay,
Enzor More.
Amor. Devile.
Devile?
I love Devile. I'm going to keep going with that. Asuka.
We're in a weird mood, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just on something. Mm-hmm. Hey, coming back, we're going to talk ROH. We're going to talk some NXT as well. We're going to get into our WWE Power Rankings. And then, by the way, WWE has released their 2018 pay-per-view schedule with locations, days. We'll get into that as well. All coming up on Turnbuckle Trash.
Hey, MSR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you like geeky things?
I love geeky things, Chunky Larry.
How much do you love geeky things?
I would say at least a 7.
A 7? That's
yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
I have a few places on the internet I go to.
Well, the one place you want to go on the internet is geeksoftheindustry.com, because it's got geeks at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point. Geeksoftheindustry.com, you say. What is that about? What is that?
Well, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got cartoons, movies, music, video games, wrestling, you know, anything that's geeky that you're into, you'll probably be able to find at geeksoftheindustry.com.
I can watch all of those things?
No, no, no. It's a podcast website. You listen to things.
Oh.
Ooh, podcasting. You can download them from the website, or you can, you know, subscribe to one of the shows on Stitcher or iTunes.
What was that website again?
That's geeksoftheindustry.com, my good friend.
I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, sorry, my brother. You've got to get your own.
This is Turnbuckle Trash. Zane Peterson.
You're the greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
Yeah, I'm a real class act.
Now we'll get some action.
Ajay Salveson.
The juice is loose.
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 Dave Denton.
Man, he don't want no bread. He don't want no salad. All he wants is meat.
It's time to take out the trash.
Let's show him what we got, guys.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Welcome back to an episode of Turnbuckle Trash. Dave Denton, Ajay Salveson. This episode, of course, brought to you by Geeks of the Industry, the podcast family of all. You can see all their great stuff, podcasts about horror flicks, about comics, wrestling. I mean, you name it, they got it. You can find them at geeksoftheindustry.com. A big thanks to Larry Jackson. All right, Dave. All ROH right. NXT time. This is your time to not screw it up. Go ahead.
Well, quickly, NXT, I messed it up right as we start.
NFL.
Yeah, the NXT just had their takeover event, War Games, and boy, was it good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you get a chance to get on the network, watch War Games. The final match, the two-ring War Games, is really good. Every match I saw was actually quite entertaining of War Games, so watch that. ROH television continues to be very entertaining. I'm enjoying ROH. They have a tag team called War Machine. This past week, they're going to the ring when The Addiction, Kazarian, and Christopher Daniels attack them. The big melee. War Machine picks up Kazarian on his shoulder and tries to launch him into Christopher Daniels. And then Daniels moves. Now, I don't know if this was a work or if it was actual something that happened, but it was scary looking. Kazarian's head went right into someone that was beyond the barrier. A female, right head-to-head.
Oh.
And like I said, I'm not sure if it was a work or not, because they did have a big guy behind her to catch her. And then they show her holding her face, and it looked like blood was dripping out between her fingers.
Oh.
So I don't know. I looked it up online. I didn't see where it was a work. It makes me suspect it is, because the Addiction has worked it into a promo that they just recorded for next week's TV, I believe. So, but if it was a work, it was brilliant, very very realistic looking. Also on the guys from the ROH, there's a big feud going on right now between the tag team of the Young Bucks, who are part of the Bullet Club. They are having a big feud right now with some other guys, Coast to Coast, Scorpio Sky. And Flip Martinez, a very acrobatic guy. They had a great 8-man tag match, and it was just a lot of fun. There was a lot of very acrobatic wrestling involved with that. If you like acrobatic wrestling instead of the real just getting into it type stuff, that was just a lot of fun to watch. The Briscoes 2 weeks ago attacked Bully Ray. Now, we know Bully Ray was injured legit in Las Vegas at Death Before Dishonor. But the Briscoes, both brothers, actually attacked Bully Ray when he was talking about his retirement. Match for Bully, because Tommy Dreamer came out for the save, and they beat on Tommy also. And Velvet Sky, who is actually Bully Ray's girlfriend from TNA, she just recently retired, I believe. She was also in the ring covering up on Bully. So that was kind of fun. And then there's some other ROH news you need to know about. Dave Metzler, the famous wrestling writer, recently wrote that ROH could not fill a 10,000-seat arena, which made Cody Rhodes, the ROH champion, a little bit angry, and he accepted the challenge. And Rhodes and the Young Bucks reportedly are looking for an arena of 10,000 seats to hold an ROH event to take up the challenge of Dave Metzler. And they are also going to team up with ROH and hoping they can fill that arena with 10,000 people. That's going to be kind of interesting. A lot of people don't think ROH is a legit player, and I'm thinking they do. They've got some good stuff. And then we've talked a lot about the Young Bucks, the tag team, and you were talking about the new video game, the WWE 2018.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You said you've actually tested that?
Mm-hmm.
How did you do a beta test?
No, so you can get it from Redbox.
Oh, okay. So you played it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was good?
I liked it. There's some things that they're missing. Like, you can't play. So they used to be able to, like, have, like, the old Survivor Series ring.
Uh-huh.
Or the old Royal Rumble rings, the old WrestleMania. They don't have them this year, uh-huh. Which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's in this game or the past game that you could create your own wrestlers. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. You've always been able to create your own wrestler.
Okay.
And put him through a storyline.
And you know who the most popular is? The Young Bucks.
Really?
And they're not under WWE contract. But people were making so many Young Buck characters that the makers of 2018, WWE 2018, actually reached out to the Young Bucks and asked them to do some stop motion for them so they could put them into the game. And they said no.
Really?
They really don't like what the WWE is doing. So that's interesting, I thought. Kind of interesting.
Cool. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. But people can
create their own. I didn't notice that, though.
Yeah. You can create your very own. Also, in NXT news, Drew McIntyre, who was the champion, has a torn bicep. He could be out until June, they're saying, but he's hoping to make it back before WrestleMania. New Japan Wrestling, one of the favorites of Christopher Evans. Chris loves New Japan. They've started their own official YouTube channel, and it features English announcing, which they've had YouTube, but they've always had the Japanese commentary. And their very first YouTube had Kenny Omega, the cleaner, on there, part of the Bullet Club. So, and then we need to push just a little bit. New Japan, we talked about that. A friend of our podcast, the MK Bandit.
Oh, yes.
The MK Bandit is going to be part of the House of Hardcore event coming up December the 2nd in Waseca, Wisconsin. I hope I'm getting that right. It's in Wisconsin anyway. It's going to be the House of Hardcore. It's called the Blizzard Brawl Homecoming. Now, he'll be part of this. The card is Candice Michelle in her very last match against Lisa Marie Veron. Austin Aries, a native of the city, against Joey Mercury. Al Snow with Swoggle with David Hero in their corner. And David Hero is a local wrestler, also does a TV show on a Wisconsin TV show about wrestling that you can catch up on YouTube also. So he'll be on one corner, and they'll be taking on another tag team there that's called the Squadron. And I think that's the one that the MK Bandit will be involved with. And then the final night will be a hardcore event that's going to involve Tommy Dreamer, and he'll be going against Abyss. And by the way, you can watch the House of Hardcore event on December the 2nd. It will be live on www.twitchtv.com/houseofhardcore, and it is free. Twitch TV for the House of Hardcore. And I was just right before you showed up, I am in with the MK Bandit, and he said that number 35 is also available for you to watch, so I'm going to have to go on Twitch TV and watch the House of Hardcore, and that they're going to have some highlights from some of the other events. But they just recently signed with Twitch TV that's on the internet. I think it's twitch.tv if you want to check it out. And it is free. You don't have to pay. I like it.
You don't have to pay.
Don't have to pay. So how about we take a break? We'll come back with the power rankings and a look at the WWE schedule for next year for the pay-per-view.
All coming back. Dave Denton, Ajay Salveson. You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Welcome back to another episode of Turnbuckle Trash. Dave Denton, Andre Salison, which actually looks like March.
Yeah, it has been mild the last couple of weeks.
It has been mild. Now, brace yourself.
But it was cold this morning.
It's coming. We know it here in Cache Valley. Let's get on to our power rankings. First thing, go through the top 10. That's all that matters is the top 10.
The top 10!
WWE does a 25 list. We're just going to keep it to 10 here. So the current list looks like this, okay? Number 10, Raw Women's Champion Alexa Bliss. Number 9, Raw Tag Team Champions The Bar. Number 8, The Shield. 7, SmackDown Tag Team Champs The Usos. 6 is the Cruiserweight Champion Enzo Amore. Number 5, Jinder Mahal. Number 4, Women's Champion Charlotte Flair. Number 3, WWE Champion AJ Styles. Now, that's big because he was in double digits in the last Power Rankings. Okay. He is now at number 2.
That was a great performance number three. Against Brock Lesnar.
Oh, that was incredible.
Oh, man, that was great.
Well, so did the WWE. They felt the same way. He's at number 3. Number 2, of course, is the monster Braun Strowman. Number 1, surprise, surprise, Brock Lesnar, your WWE Universal Champ. Thoughts, concerns about the list? Did AJ Styles make too big of a jump?
No.
You think he earned the number three spot?
Oh, yeah. I've said it once. I'll say it again. I'm not a big fan of Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Nothing personal. I just don't like what he does in the ring very much. I don't think he would be near as popular without Paul Heyman at his side. And that's because Paul is the best of all time on a mic. He is the best. Brock is a very, very, very good performer. But it just doesn't do anything for me. That's me, the fan, not me, the expert. Me, the fan, because I'm not an expert. It just doesn't do much for me, personally.
Do you feel like Oscar should be in the top 10?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. I think Asuka deserves to be in the top 25. They're really going to give her a big push over the next little while. But until she can beat a real quality opponent, Bayley, maybe somebody like Sasha Banks, or maybe even go after a little Miss Bliss, or maybe even Paige, because they did do that thing on Monday Night Raw where Asuka was going to be attacked by Paige and the rest of Absolution. And then Paige called the wolves off. So until she can do something like that, I thought we had frozen up again. So I almost said a bad word right here.
Wouldn't be the first time.
So I'm okay with that top 10. I'm kind of surprised the two tag teams or three tag teams were in there, but they're all three good. I mean, the Usos are if they're going to put in all three of those in the top 10, where's the New Day?
Yeah.
So. And you noticed that Breezango was not in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm not a big fan of the Fashion Files.
Okay.
Okay.
By the way, also not in there, your Intercontinental Champion, Roman Reigns.
Oh, wow.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't notice that.
That's your top 10 so far. I'm sure it will change here in the next couple of weeks. Take a break, and then coming back up, we're going to give you the 2018 pay-per-view schedule for WWE. What does it look like? Where are they at? Are they going to be close to you? We'll find out next. Dave Denton, Andre Salveson, you're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
Cool.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Turnbuckle Trash, again sponsored by Geeks of the Industry, the podcast family of them all. Larry Jackson, you can find all of their podcasts of all sorts of topics on geeksoftheindustry.com. Go there, share it, like it, enjoy it, comment. It's a great family to be a part of the podcast family. We appreciate being a part of it. We thank Larry Jackson for that opportunity as well.
And MSR. Don't forget MSR.
Yes, MSR. Thank you so much.
Hi, MSR.
Oh, good night. Okay, stop. Now you're just annoying them.
I am brown-nosing
now. Now you're creeping them out. WWE has their pay-per-view schedule for 2018 has been released. Just a reminder that the final pay-per-view of the year for 2017 is coming up. December 17th, Clash of the Champions, where every title will be defended. I'm excited about this.
I'm excited for it.
I believe, and I'm not mistaken, this is a both branded event for Raw and SmackDown. Is it just SmackDown?
Just SmackDown.
That sucks. That really does.
Well, they're making some changes next year. That's why we're talking about the schedule. Because they did so many just SmackDown event, then they did just a Raw event, and they're going to do some more combined events.
We're going to get into that in just a moment there. Okay. I like this. By the way, Clash of Champions will be held at Boston, Massachusetts, inside of the classic and legendary TD Square Garden. I'm excited about the event. Hopefully it turns out to be all right.
You know, on their basketball floor, they brought in a square from the old Boston Garden.
That's really?
Right there, yeah. They brought in a piece of that floor put right into the TD Garden.
Hmm.
I think it's pretty cool. Boston Celtics were awesome. Were.
They still are. Are you kidding me? That 15-game winning streak was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it was.
All right, so let's go through the 2018 pay-per-view schedule. This is really interesting. Dave, you know this out to me just before we started this segment. WWE is reducing its pay-per-view schedule, okay? It was 14. It's now 14 shows in 2018. It was 16 this year. So, like you said, but more branded, multi-branded events, if you will.
Right.
Which will be good. The first one opening up is going to be January 28th to kick off the year. It'll be the Royal Rumble. Of course, it's a co-branded event in the
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
It's been that morning or night or even what time is it? No, don't. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in the Wells Fargo Center, Royal Rumble. This will be good because a lot more characters have a chance to win it, I feel like, than in the years past.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I'm not sure whether you think they'll do a Royal Rumble that have both going against each other? I mean, it'll be smack competitor, or will they do a Rumble for Raw and a Rumble for SmackDown.
Actually, I don't know. That's a good point.
I bet they combine them.
Not even a month later, the Elimination Chamber, that'll be a Raw branded event, will be in the Las Vegas. Now, by the way, Las Vegas is building a new football stadium for the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders.
All right.
Be kind of interested to see if WWE can get some events there and do some outdoor events.
I bet they'll wind up doing a WrestleMania there in a couple of years.
March 11th, Fastlane. That'll be a SmackDown branded event in Columbus, Ohio. The venue has not been announced yet. Then the big daddy of them all, WrestleMania. It'll be number 34 in the 34th edition of WrestleMania, the wrestling Super Bowl of them all, if you will. April 8th, 2018. Once again, that is a Raw and SmackDown branded event. That will be in David's favorite place.
Crawfish Etouffee.
New Orleans, Louisiana, Mercedes-Benz Dome, Superdome. Not the Silver Dome, the Superdome. Remind you
that was so funny. I'm sorry. I loved it when Hulk had that problem. That was awesome. And then The Rock and Stone Cold.
Boy, they ate that up, didn't they?
They did. That was awesome.
May 6th of 2018 will be a Raw branded event, Backlash in Newark, New Jersey. May 27th will be a SmackDown event, Payback. Baltimore, Maryland. Chicago, Illinois will host a Money in the Bank, but not just a SmackDown Money in the Bank. This will be co-branded.
Yeah.
Thank freaking goodness. We got it right this year.
Yeah,
holy cow. I love it. Again, that'll be in Chicago, Illinois. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Again, Pennsylvania getting the spotlight. Both cities, if you will. Battleground will host the Raw branded event. Battleground will host the Raw branded event July 15th of 2018. August 19th will be SummerSlam. It'll be co-branded, of course, in Brooklyn, New York, inside that Brooklyn Arena, which is really nice.
That's a nice arena, but nothing says summer like New York City in the Bronx. SummerSlam. I just do another event there, that's fine, but why SummerSlam?
I don't know. Shouldn't Payback be in Salt Lake City, Utah after Gordon Hayward? Just saying.
It doesn't say summer to me.
Extreme Rules. Says September 16th of 2018, that'll be a Raw branded event. Will be in San Antonio, Texas at the Alamo Dome. Hell in a Cell, September 30th, will be a SmackDown event. That'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm actually excited about that. That can be good. Nashville, Tennessee. By the way, we'll get to that in just a little bit. Tables, ladders, chairs, October 21st, 2018, Raw in the TD Garden of Boston, Massachusetts. So once again, Boston gets to host a pay-per-view. In fact, the last 5 years, Boston has hosted a pay-per-view.
Hey,
kind of interesting.
Crowd comes out.
Survivor Series will be a co-branded event, and it will, of course, be at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, November 18th of 2018. And the final event of the year, again, Clash of Champions. It's a SmackDown event. San Jose, California. I don't know why. Don't ask. December 16th, 2018.
Well, because that's where the 49ers play. It's that big. They had a WrestleMania there in San Jose.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't.
It's the Bay Area, man. It's huge.
We need to get Gail Miller to host a WWE event in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, she is the owner, or the family of the owner.
Oh yeah, sorry,
of
we're talking
Utah
to
Jazz. Yeah,
Nation of White on Saturday. Gail Miller is the owner, wonderful gal, by the way, of the Utah Jazz. We have hosted a WWE live event here at Vivint Smart Arena, but we need to host a pay-per-view event. And so, and they have the location down there. That place is growing. Gateway Center, which is a huge shopping mall, if you will be refurbished and redone. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic. Salt Lake City needs to get an event done here.
Well, now you need to get to talk to Gail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've met her before.
Yeah,
huh?
I'll call her up on my phone and say, hey, Gail.
Well, let's call Scotty. Scotty knows.
Scotty G.
Yeah, so anyway.
He'll forget.
That would be pretty,
can't text Scotty.
February the 25th.
Text it back.
Think Las Vegas.
Doesn't even email you back.
February the 25th, yeah. Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's only about an 8-hour drive from
mm-hmm.
here? But we have to go through mountains. And sometimes those mountains are nasty.
Speaking of nasty, Philadelphia fans are nasty. And the Royal Rumble there could be hilarious. The most entertaining of that event could be the crowd.
That, honestly, that could be fun.
The best crowd I've ever heard was the Miami crowd after WrestleMania 29.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was great. The what they call the the hangover crowd, if you will, because it's the Monday Raw crowd after a pay per view or after WrestleMania, and it's good. I think
that's
WrestleMania 29 might be one of the best.
And,
so yeah,
you know, this week on SmackDown they're doing this thing with Snickers right now, and I love me some Snickers. But they're doing a thing like this week, or a WWE history event, and this week they showed the Daniel Bryan Yes Movement takeover of Raw in Memphis, Tennessee, and my nephew Kelly Denton was there.
No way.
Yes. I actually texted him to make sure. And you know what? We are to try to get him on the pod to talk about
that. I'd love to talk to Kelly.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it the next pod. We'll have Kelly.
Kelly, be ready.
Yeah, he's a big wrestling fan. Huge. Well, he grew up with me as his influence. So, he's a big wrestling fan. We'll talk about that event. He was right there, and it made wrestling history with the Yes Movement takeover.
I love it. I love it. It's great stuff. All right, well, that's going to do it for us here for another episode of Turnbuckle Trash. Again, a special huge thanks out to Larry Jackson, to Geeks of the Industry, and to
MSR.
Yes.
Yes.
Who do an incredible job and help us out a lot. We appreciate the listeners, to all of you, for listening to us and listening to Dave, which I don't know why you do, but I'm glad you do. no, and by the way, can we fade out this podcast? Oh,
two quick things.
Yes.
I just saw it in my news. We've had Cody on Arrow. Remember, he's been twice on there. And this past week, I read that Goldberg is going to make an splash. I love that show. Goldberg, The Flash.
Garbage TV for garbage wrestlers. We love it.
And then John Cena is the voice of a new movie coming out, animated called Ferdinand the Bull. And be listening to the voice of Anthony Anderson and Katy Perry, the singer.
I love Katy Perry.
You would.
How would you? Would not.
What's that song we heard? That's my roar. I'm going to roar.
Okay, stop. Stop.
I'm roaring
put
now.
Put your freaking arms
I'm
down, you purr ball.
I'm roaring.
You're sick. You gross me out.
It's my roar.
As we fade out to another episode of Turnbuckle Trash, we do so to Christopher Robin's song, Return to Pooh Corner. You've been listening to an episode of Turnbuckle Trash. Dave Denton, Audrey Salison.
He said poo.
Good night, everybody.
My way back to the one, so help me if you can. I've got to get back to the house in Pooh Corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive.
And like Rabbit, Tigger, and Eeyore, they have no idea where he's gone, right? And so they go out and search for him. That is a sad show. When you actually understand and comprehend everything that's going on, that's a really sad show.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair,
woo! How dare you?
How
that
dare me?
Pork is where bacon
How
comes from.
Dare-
A Pooh Bear takes care of his tummy by never forgetting to eat.
ROH NXT time. This is your time to not screw it up. Go ahead.
Well, quickly, NXT. I messed it up right as we start.
I love Winnie the Pooh.
I like honey.